evening, my fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight. You're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. And we're hard at work here. We put in a lot of hours already today, and it's glorious time invested, however, because we're working to reestablish a nation under God and our constitutional republic here at our two police and military associations. And so it's good duty, as we say in the military and law enforcement, very good duty. And I hope that you're having a great day out there today. By the way, I think we've got about 50 degrees up here or more today in the Great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Just a marvelous day. We've had a good week, nice warm weather all week long. It seems like that we are in spring already, but it can't be spring. We've had less than a foot of snow in our area here this winter. And so, my goodness, winter can't be over yet. We like winter up here. You know, it's mild most of the time, and we certainly enjoy it, but we are enjoying this sunny day today. Yes, we're working to try to expose the democracy in America here at our police and military organization. We're here trying to expose a lot of fraud perpetrated on the American people. And I want to take you back to a soldier's training manual a few years back, actually 1928. The U.S. War Department in Washington, D.C. issued a document to all soldiers that they were supposed to read and understand in their training, in their boot camps, and it was on democracy or republic. You know, the enemies of God and liberty always use the term democracy, our democracy this and our democracy that. And are we supposed to be a democracy? Most listening today on Republic Broadcasting Network, of course, knows the difference, but we do have new people listening in all the time. So I want to share with you, not tonight, we're not going to talk about what the Founding Fathers said about the evil of a democracy, that it was the worst form of government that a person or a nation could have. But we're going to read to you from the Soldier's Training Manual of 1928, Democracy versus Republic, when we get back from our first break. We'll be right back now.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Hey, Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And this is that old cop Jack McLam up here in the Great Rocky Mountains at our headquarters for our two police and military organizations. We're talking about the Soldier's Training Manual from 1928. To be exact, it was issued November 30th, 1928. And it clearly states the definitions of these two words, which are so often deceptively used and destructively misunderstood today in our nation. Notice that you haven't heard the word republic out of the president's mouth or any of his minions, any congressman or senator, except maybe Congressman Ron Paul, in decades and decades. And I don't believe you're going to, because they're all globalists, and they're looking forward to this wonderful Antichrist world government system that they're working to install. But the training manual of 1928 told the truth. Here's what it says. Democracy, a government of the masses, authority derived through mass meetings or any other form of direct expression, results in mobocracy, the mob, in other words. Attitude towards property is communistic, negating property rights. Now you can see why they like it, folks. Attitude towards law is that the will of the majority shall regulate whatever it be based upon deliberation or government by passion, prejudice, or impulse, without restraint or regard to consequences. Results in demagogism, license, agitation, discontent, and anarchy. Okay, that's what the government said of the United States, believe it or not, in the Soldier's Training Manual, November 30th, 1928. And we have the number of the manual here, TM2000-25. They've got a semicolon there, it looks like, and then 118-120. And now we go on to Republic, all right? The U.S. Armed War Department in Washington, D.C., and their U.S. training manual says this about our republic that we're supposed to be under in this nation. Authority is derived through the election of the people, the public officials best fitted to represent them. Authority is derived through the election by the people of public officials best suited to represent them. Attitude towards property is respect for laws and individual rights and sensible economic procedure. Attitude towards law is the administration of justice in accord with fixed principles and established evidence with a strict regard to consequences. A greater number of citizens and extent of territory may be brought within its compass. Avoid the dangerous extremes of either tyranny or mobocracy, meaning democracy. Results in statesmanship, liberty, reason, justice, contentment, and progress. Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States says, in part, the United States shall guarantee every state in the Union a republican form of government and shall protect the, each of them against invasion. Pennsylvania and every other state of the Union and the United States of America has been invaded by enemies from within. How often do we hear today that our government is a democracy? Sadly, this is true. The treasonous man-made de facto government, mobocracy, democracy, is destroying us all. Mobocracy / democracy is destroying us all. But from the signing of the Declaration of Independence in Philadelphia on July 2, 1776, the states and the United States of America were and are, by law, declared to be a republic. By Benjamin Franklin, as Benjamin Franklin is reported to have said on September 17, 1787, after the writing of the Constitution for the United States of America was completed, and a woman approached him and asked him, "What kind of government have you given us, sir?" "A republic," he said, "if you can keep it. We have not been vigilant, and we must now reclaim our republican form of government. Stand up with pride and courage, learn the facts, and act with the convictions according to Christian principles and morality, and with faith in divine providence, as our founding fathers did over 200 years ago. It is we, not government, that will lawfully solve the problems that face us, our state and our nation. For it is democratic government and those who have created it that is the problem. What kind of government do you want? A democracy or a republic? Liberty, freedom, individual rights, and the law requires a republic." Well, folks, what do you think about that? Some of you don't know this. Some of you think we're living in a democracy because you've heard it since childhood. And this is true today. We are in a democracy because the mob is ruling in this nation. And they're ruling because the government, the despotic government, believes that once they've taken over all the media and all the means of communication and the school system for the last 60 years and all the education systems and all the communication systems and media, that they can allow you to vote for the people they put before you, and you won't know any difference. So they don't fear the democracy, the mobocracy, the vote of every person for an individual candidate that they propose to you. That's why democracy is reigning in our nation today. The constitutional republic, as we've said and read here today, is the government that our founding fathers established in this nation based on biblical principles. Mobocracy and democracy, the same, is not established on the Word of God. It's an invasion into the realm of all of our government today. It is sad, and we are not going to turn this nation around until we get back under God in this nation and under the constitutional republic in which He established in this nation through our founding fathers' document. Okay, so that was something that came across my desk again today. We've seen it 1,000 times around here, but it impressed me to read it today because we have so many new people out there that constantly hear for all throughout their whole life that we're living in a democracy today and assume that's the kind of government we're supposed to be under. Now, something else that bothers us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, it bothers our police officers and soldiers and police and military against the New World Order of all races and all religions. We have a lot of Jewish police officers, a lot of Jewish soldiers, very good, fine Americans. We have Muslim police officers, Muslim soldiers, very good Americans that are fighting and have fought for this country and are involved in law enforcement. And we have, of course, many, many Christian police officers and soldiers. And it constantly comes up today that we've got to have peace in the Middle East. We've got to have peace. George W. Bush said during his inaugural speech that the most important thing to America is peace. The most important thing we should focus on is peace. Now, our globalist president stated this several times in his inaugural address, that that's our prime goal is peace. Well, you do wonder sometimes if he perhaps reads another holy book than yours and mine. Does our Father instruct us in the Holy Bible that our prime goal in life, or our government's prime goal, should be peace? Do we know that our Lord says, do we know what our Lord says will happen when the powers that be, the lower authorities, like the Bush crime family and the other internationalists that control the governments of the world, cry peace, peace? You know what the Lord says about that? And communist leaders have taught that the definition of peace is the absence of resistance to communism. Is that what George Bush is talking about? That we must have peace, and that is the absence of resistance to the Antichrist world government system he's helping install? We believe that's true. Are we spending the lives of hundreds of thousands in foreign wars, losing the lives and destroying the lives of hundreds of thousands in foreign wars for world peace? Well, it's good to sit quietly and pray and ponder this, because we're surrounded by peaceniks today all the way up into the White House, folks. And it certainly, God did not say that our job on earth is to seek peace on earth. We're to seek God and follow his laws. And that's what we're supposed to be about and what this nation was based on. But what I'm getting to is here, that again today here at our law enforcement organization, we've got another letter from another person hammering the Quran. And by all estimations, we should hammer the Quran because it is not a book of peace. There are many, many peaceful Muslims throughout the world, of course. We've got 1,300,000, and most of them are living very peacefully in the lands, all of our lands. Here in America, we've got 7 to 8 million, I think, Muslims here that follow the Quran, and they're very peaceful for the most part. And but what we think is so unfair in understanding the peace situation in the Middle East, having peace in the Middle East, especially in Palestine, is we have to understand, as I said yesterday, what both parties, both the Jewish party and the Islamic party, believe in their holy books. And we're going to talk about that just a minute here and see if there's any way on earth that we can have peace in that area over there while people follow their holy books. We'll be right back with more of the Off the Jack McLam program.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore, or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. thanks, and happy oxygen.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to bodymindconnect.com or call 1-800-396-5292. Again, 1-800-396-5292.
We're back on the Officer Jack McLam program here, and this comes up so often, we need to talk about it, because the Quran does have passages in it that says they're supposed to kill all infidels. And who's the infidel? Well, it's one that doesn't believe in the Quran or Muhammad. And so it is a book that talks of killing. And, of course, this is a problem in Palestine. But let me read to you what we just received today from a supporter of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and it has to do with rabbis right now telling the Israeli army, do not spare civilians. Okay, it's a group of 14 prominent rabbis led by Chaim Druckmann, the chief rabbi, who are considered authorities by the religious Zionist public, have asked the Israeli army not to flinch from killing Palestinian civilians in the context of an ongoing army campaign, military campaign against armed groups resisting the occupation. Druckmann, 71, is one of the most prominent and veteran leaders of the religious Zionist movement, has been a public figure for over 50 years, serving as the reverend leader of the B'nai Avika youth movement in the early 50s, and in a letter to the Israeli Defense Minister, Shaum Mosfa, published on September 7, 2004, the rabbi said killing enemy civilians is normal during time of war. Remember, folks, now when they say killing enemy civilians, they're not talking about combatants. They're considering all the Muslims, the Arabs, as the enemy, according to what they're saying in this article. Killing enemy civilians is normal during war, and that the Israeli occupation army should never hesitate to kill non-Jewish civilians in order to save Jewish lives. There is no war in the world in which it is possible to delineate entirely between the population and the enemy army. Neither in the U.S. war in Iraq, and that's very true. We're killing a lot of civilians over there who are not combatants, and I wonder if this isn't part of the training. Certainly, we have it in the Muslim world. We have it in the, I'm going to show you this here, in the Jewish world, it's okay to kill non-combatants. That's what we're talking about right here, and now it seems like we have that in the American Army and our American military. I've heard over and over from various soldiers and people in society here that the Arabs are not human, and it's okay to kill them. Even pastors have said these things. And so let me go on with this now. It says here that there is no war in the world. I read that. Neither in the U.S. or in Iraq. The Russian war in Chechnya nor the Israelis' war with its enemies, the rabbi declared. The rabbi quoted the Talmudic edict from the ancient sage Rabbi Akiva, as stating, our lives come first. The Israeli newspaper Haaretz, September 9, warns the Israeli soldiers and even officers, and I quote this now, soldiers and even officers will see this call as a kind of halakhic ethical commandment that ought to be obeyed. Okay to kill civilians. One part of the letter scolded Western critics of Israel policies against the Palestinians, and I quote, the Christian preaching of turning the other cheek doesn't concern us Jews. We will not be impressed by those who prefer the lives of our enemies to our lives, Rabbi Druckmann said. This is a concise and well-explained manifesto written by these 14 rabbis. It says here, and I quote, the common denominator among most of the signers of the manifesto, notes the Haaretz newspaper there in Israel, actually lies in their charismatic and influence on broad sectors of national religious youth. Among the admirers of Charlo and Shapira are Harderlin, ultra-Orthodox nationalists, Hakim, disciples of Rabbi Cook, and fans of Rabbi Shlomo Carlebach, including Shapira himself, newly repented blasphemers, Damelmish. I'm sorry, I'm killing this language, folks. I'm very sorry. Formerly religious settlers and urban bourgeoisie. On May 19, 2004, Dov Lavor, an influential rabbi in the Israeli settlement of Kiryat Hebron, issued an edict enthusiastically supporting the killing of Palestinian civilians in Rafah in southern Gaza, saying it is very clear in light of the Torah that Jewish lives are more important than non-Jewish lives. Rabbi Laura argued that non-Jewish lives have no sanctity, especially during wartime. Lavor has publicly eulogized Barak Goldstein, an American settler from Brooklyn, who in 1994 massacred 40 Palestinian civilians who were praying at Hebron Mosque. Rabbi Lohr called Goldstein a great saint. Now think about the problems with death and destruction over there, folks. I'm not finished here with this article by the rabbis, but think, how are we going to have peace in these areas with these belief systems over there clashing together? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arcinstitute.com. Do it today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Association, who has wonderful police officers and soldiers that love God and liberty from around the nation of all races and all religions, talk about such issues as this. We go to the sources themselves. If we're talking about the Muslim faith, the secrets of the Quran, for example, we go to the Quran, and we've read personally ourselves in there, and you've heard this so many times in the press and from preachers in America about how evil the Quran is and how it's a book of death. And yet we have not heard about the book of death of the Jews out there, the Talmud. And we go to the books of Jewish professionals like, I'm looking at the one here by Professor Israel Shahak, S-H-A-H-A-K, from the one of the Jerusalem universities there, well-respected man for many, many years. He just died last summer. But he wrote the book Jewish History and Jewish Religion, and he was a very hardcore leftist. In this country, if we knew what we were talking about, we'd call him a commie. But he was a very honest commie. Let me tell you, if you read his book, Jewish History, Jewish Religion, you will respect this man as we do here at Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter and our sister group, Police and Military Against the New World Order, because he told the truth. And his book delineates here how the Talmud tells of Jews being able to kill infidels and be able to kill those. Let me pull out another book here by another Jewish doctor. He was a lawyer by the name of Benjamin Friedman. And he put out a book called Facts Are Facts that a Jewish police officer gave us a copy of. And I'm looking here out of the Torah of many, 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 many sites in the Torah where it's okay to kill Christians. And what do they call them here? They call them not infidels, but idolaters. Idolaters and other names, Gentiles and so forth. And I could read them all to you, but there's so many of them. Here's just a couple. Jews must always try to deceive Christians. Well, that's not the death thing here. Let me go to the death ones. Do not save Christians in danger of death. Apostates to be thrown into a well and not rescue. An apostate, of course, is a person that doesn't believe in the Talmud and the Kabbalah, the Pharisee religion. Here's another one. Kill renegades who turn to Christian rituals. They call them renegades here. If you turn to Christian rituals, that would be the holy book, I guess, and the things a Christian believes in the New Testament, you're supposed to kill them. And I could read you the sites here, but I'd rather you go get the book because the sites are very difficult to pronounce, but there's site after site after site, passage after passage after passage in the Talmud about killing those who do not believe in the Torah are to be killed. There's another one. Christians are to be destroyed as idolaters. Here's even the best of Goyim, which is people that are non-Jewish, should be killed. That's another site. If Jews kill Christians, they commit no sin. Shedding the blood of impious offers sacrifice to God. They're saying here a person that's a non-Jew shedding the blood is a sacrifice to God. Extermination of Christians, necessary sacrifice, is another one, another paragraph in the Talmud. High place in heaven for those who kill idolaters, meaning non-Jews. Make no agreements and show no mercy to Christians, another site. And on and on and on. Either turn them away from their idols or kill them. Now, the reason I'm saying this is we've got the Quran, who tells the people that follow the Quran, the Muslims, and those that follow Muhammad, to kill the infidels, the non-Muslims. And we have a book here that tells about killing. I've just read you a very few of the passages in there about killing those that are non-Jews. And what we're concerned about is we're talking about peace in the Middle East. Now, how can we go together? How can we bring these two people together over there for peaceful living when both of their religious books have no regard whatsoever for the lives of those that are not of their religious belief? You see, to talk about peace when these people are following these books, it is impossible, folks. It is impossible. So what are we going to do about this? Well, I think that there has to be a separation over there of these two nations. We have to separate the Arabs and separate the Jews in Israel from each other. And then they must live apart. If they're going to follow the dictates of their religion, then there can be no peace. And it worries me here as a former soldier and as a retired law enforcement person that's seen a lot of death and destruction in my life, that we're involving our soldiers in wars in the Middle East. As we've read repeatedly over here, we have document after document showing that we're over there exterminating and going to exterminate the enemies of Israel so Israel can go and further their goal of the Greater Israel Program, and that is the taking over of all the land in that area from the Nile to the Euphrates River. And we're using American soldiers, a lot of good Jewish soldiers, and a lot of good Muslim soldiers in American uniforms that are good Americans, are also going to be killed in these wars. And we have to understand these two sides, folks. We can't just understand that the Muslims are evil and that their book says that they're going to kill all the infidels. We have to understand what we're being told as soldiers today in America, and some of the soldiers are believing it, that Arabs are less than human, and we're having some tragedies going on over there. I just had a report come in from a SEAL team member who was in the hospital getting shrapnel taken out of him, and he talked about just going in and killing everybody, and that's okay. That's what they do. They just go into a house, they go into a building, and put a double tap in their heads. If anybody's remaining alive in there, they just go in and they call it putting a double tap, two bullets in their head, and go on to the next room, and the next house, and the next building. We have to really, truly consider if this is what we ought to be doing, folks. Now, we know we're not over there for any American security or protecting America for any American benefit. We already know that. And if you don't believe that, My goodness gracious, you should listen to our program more often when we read the reports coming in here. We've read at least six, and there's a couple very important books out there that you can read to see that we're not over there for any American purpose whatsoever. One is by Pat Buchanan, Where the Right Went Wrong, How Neoconservatives Subverted the Reagan Revolution and Hijacked the Bush Presidency. It's a New York best-selling book right now, Where the Right Went Wrong. And then we have the other book, if I can reach down and get it here. Here it is right here. Very important book, The High Priest of War, The Secret History of How America's Neoconservative Trotskyites, meaning communists, came to power and orchestrated the war against Iraq as the first step in their drive for global empire, by Michael Colin Piper. This is a fantastically well-documented book. Quote after quote after quote here, well-documented, where those that have been promoting war, both the international crime families that control the American government, the British government, and the Israeli government, are promoting these wars for their own personal aggrandizement and to set up this Antichrist world government system. We should study, folks. We should know what these wars are all about. And this article that was just sent to us today, Heil Druckmann, Rabbi Tells Israeli Army, Don't Spare Civilians. Folks, do you know how much more terror that causes on the good Israeli people? The good Israeli people, the good Jews over there, want to have peace. They don't want to have these wars and them being blown up all the time and the armies having to go over and retaliate and kill a bunch of Arabs. I'm sure some of them, most of them, are intelligent enough to know that they're not going to have peace that way. And we're also not going to have peace by sending our armies, our brothers and sisters in uniform, as I said, some of them very good American Muslims, very good American Jews, over there to kill and to take over these nations, establish this puppet government over there that we've established in Afghanistan. And January 30th, we're going to establish a puppet government there in Iraq, and then we're going on to Iran without any doubt whatsoever, then to Syria, and on and on and on. Folks, if you'd like to call in tonight, call in. We've still got a little time left, and tell me what you feel about this. Shouldn't we put all the cards on the table? Shouldn't we know who everybody, all the players are in this game that is costing the lives of our brothers and sisters in uniform and going to cost the lives of so many young people, 18 to 26, when the draft comes up in June or soon thereafter? Shouldn't we know what is truly going on? Call in tonight, if you would, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you have some comments about this. I think it's our feeling here at Police and Military Against the New World Order and our sister organization, our publication, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, that we need to know all of these things. We have to know why we're dying and giving our young, our brothers and sisters, fathers and sons and daughters to these wars for oil and wars for these international crime families that control these nations today, such as America, Britain, and Israel. Do you disagree with me? Call in and disagree if you'd like to. If you don't think we ought to have this information and knowledge, but otherwise, go out and get some good reading material that tells the truth. Read what the Jews are saying about this. There is many, many Jewish organizations and people that want to have peace. And they do not believe we're going to have peace because nobody knows the truth about all these things. Go out and get Jewish History, Jewish Religion by Israel Shahak. S-H-A-H-A-K. Fantastic book. He was a very honest leftist. Like I say, I would probably call him a commie, but I very much appreciate and like this guy because he's impeccably honest. And he's dead now and got a foreword in the book by Noam Chomsky, which is a very interesting foreword. And then go out and get the books Facts Are Facts by Benjamin Friedman start reading. And then get the books I told you about that talking about the situation right now today high priest of war. And where'd that one get off to now? The one by Patrick Buchanan. Well, I've already given it to you twice. Where the white right went wrong. Is that what it is? Where the right went wrong, I think. Pull it up on your search engines, folks, and you can get these books and get them around to your friends and relatives. Because if we're going to solve these problems without the death of thousands upon thousands, hundreds of thousands of our young women and men in this country, our sons and daughters, we better solve it now. But we can't do it without the facts. You got to know exactly what's going on and who the players in the games are. You'd like to call in? What'd you say? Okay, let's go to Terry in Texas real quick here. Terry in Texas, welcome.
Yes, sir. Jack, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine. Very good to have you on, Terry.
All right. I totally agree with you about we need to know who these people are. Because they've been playing this game on us for the longest and having us in this rat race and, you know, just trying to make a living and everything. And, the governments of the world, they're just running over the people.
Well, they're taking our kids, too, Terry. And I've got kids. I've got grandkids. I've got 9 grandchildren. And I don't want them to go serve in these wars for oil and wars for these internationalists.
Exactly. But nothing.
Yeah.
And I wish the people of God, the so-called Christian people, would wake up and understand that that we are the rulers and not the servants, you know, especially to these, you know, these rogue governments.
Amen, Terry. Amen.
Because they even coming in and telling the church what to do, and nobody got the people of God what to do.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But I guess it's not being preached from the pulpit. You know, because they done quieted the pastors down through some devilish means, I don't know, and the people just not getting it.
Well, Monday morning, Terry, now that you bring this up, Monday morning, we're going to have a pastor on that's going to talk about how the seminaries were invaded and taken over, and they were trying to kill off the Christian religion. And he's an expert in how the seminaries were taken over and why we have pastors today that misteach the Holy Scriptures and will not confront these issues, Terry. So listen in. Let's see, it'll be Monday. No, I'm sorry. Carol, what day is that? I think it's Thursday. Thursday night, I'm sorry. Thursday night the pastor comes on. So listen in and call in, Terry. We'll have time to talk to him a little bit. But we need to discover these things and go to our ministers and go to our brothers and sisters in Christ and get them awake so we can start doing something about this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I appreciate it, Officer Jack, and may God bless you, and you keep up the good work, and I'll definitely be listening.
Okay, brother. Hey, we're team members out there. You're right there beside me, and I need you, and you need me, so let's get this thing done, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, Hamilton in South Carolina. Welcome to the program, Hamilton.
Hi, Jack. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just trying to sort all of this out and trying to see if we can't get all the cards on the table. And it's not easy, is it, brother?
No, it certainly isn't. I had really one question.
Yeah.
I'll wait till the break.
Hold on. Yeah, we'll be right back after the break there. Folks, you're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program. We'll be right back with Hamilton in just a couple minutes.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite
Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com, OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Winding out of time here. We're winding it down for the Officer Jack McLam program, but let's go back to our caller. Caller, go right ahead.
Okay, I was wondering, is there any timetable for the war in Iran? Because I don't see how we could go in there without more troops. I suppose we could supplement with strikes, you know, airstrikes. I don't see how we could do it unless we had more troops.
Well, they're pulling them out more out of America in the reserves and the National Guard. We still have a few left here, and then they just pulled out some troops out of Korea, and they're using the stop loss to hold
yeah.
our soldiers in. And my goodness gracious, they're pulling people out of retirement right now. But you're right; it's going to take a lot of soldiers, and that's why they have to have the draft. And so. They're getting ready. They've already funded the opening of the draft boards around the nation with $28 million. So they're getting all ready, and they just haven't told the people yet. But they're going to have their bodies with our young ladies and men this time to go to wars in these other nations. And so don't worry about that. They know how they're going to do it.
Do you think they could pull a draft and still have public support? I mean, I don't know
yeah.
many people that would support that.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Just wait till you see the next terrorism attack on America.
Yeah.
People will just, you know, we figured here at our Police and Military Association, they have to have at least 100,000 Americans killed or even more, and the people will just put their daughters and sons up and tell them to go kill those dirty Arabs.
Except for the politicians.
It's going to be so easy. Hard on the American people, but it's going to be so easy for these international crime families to get the American people behind the draft.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Mr. McLam.
Okay, thanks a lot now. Have a good
night. Have a nice night.
All right, good night now. Well, folks, that's it for tonight. Man, we're just about out of time here, and this is a tough subject we're talking about tonight. But I'll tell you, folks, if you were here at my desk and looking at the deaths and the disabled soldiers coming in, our brothers and sisters, like I say, of all religions, all races, are laid up in the hospitals with no arms and no legs, and some of them burned to just about a crispy critter, never have a quality of life again. And if you saw all that every day like I do here, you'd understand we're in a very serious situation, and they're going to require the blood of hundreds of thousands of more Americans in the months ahead as they go forward with these wars against the whole Arab world. Now, keep in mind, too, that their goal is World War III, the massive world war that is supposed to bring the people of the world to their knees, that they will beg for world peace through the United Nations Antichrist system. That's the goal. So they don't mind. There's going to be millions of people killed in this World War III that they're hoping that by attacking all these Muslim countries, that the 1,300,000 Muslims from around the world will stand up and start fights in every nation across the world to get their wonderful utopian world order under the United Nations. So that's the goal. We've got to do something about it now. We've got to have knowledge. So stay with us. We'll be back with you. Have a great weekend. Don't forget, this old cop here truly loves you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.